So we are learning that a leader is trained in other-centeredness rather than self-centeredness. And that you never become a leader if you are self-centered. What do we mean? To lead means to go ahead of others, clearing the wetness of the ground if you are walking, assuming you are walking through some, on a morning, wet place, suffering as you blaze the trail, and then they have to walk behind you. They may not even go through as difficult a time as you are. Then you are being called their leader. To be a leader means to accept the blame when you discover that you took the wrong turn. And they may, like in the case of David, they can even sometimes talk of killing you. And yet you are doing all that for them. You, as a leader, you start understanding that when things go well, sometimes they talk about what they did, not what the leader did. You do not feel appreciated. So, if you are a leader and you are self-centered, you live a very frustrated life when you expect people to appreciate you and they don't appreciate you. When you suffer more than your followers and realize that it's costing you much more than it's costing them, you will give up and stop the leadership. I think it's important to start understanding why God had to take Moses through this desert experience of taking the sheep to the far corner, away from comfort. And I think it's important to see the value of becoming other-centered in your leadership.